Welcome to Local Talk on KHOI Community Radio, where we explore the people, stories, and events in Central Iowa. I'm your host, Deborah Bunka. Today we'll be looking at volunteerism. We'll be speaking with Shelley Orngard, Executive Director of the Volunteer Center of Storey County, Tom Flack, longtime Central Iowa volunteer, Diana Schmidt, retired Ames Elementary School teacher and Storey County's 2012 Volunteer of the Year. And finally, we'll talk with Sarah Bartlett, Volunteer Engagement Coordinator, about service events and celebrations planned for Martin Luther King Jr. Day on Monday, January 21st. Iowans have always been very generous with their time. According to the Corporation for National and Community Service, in 2011, approximately 910,000 Iowans served more than 99 million volunteer hours. Last year, we ranked third in the nation, with involvement growing from 37.9% in 2011 to 38.4% in 2012. This seems more impressive when you consider that the national volunteer rate is only 26.8%. In September 2012, Governor Terry Branstad kicked off a new initiative. Volunteer Iowa, a Call to Service, is a program aiming to inspire more good citizenship, hopefully placing our state at the top of the service list this year. We begin our show today with KHOI reporter Ursula Rudenberg's interview with Shelley Orngard, Executive Director of the Volunteer Center of Storey County. The two sat down to discuss the center's role in helping to connect those who want to give of their time with those who need help. She also tells us why her work at the Volunteer Center is so personally rewarding.
This is Ursula Rudenberg for KHOI Radio, and I'm here today with somebody from the Volunteer Center of Storey County. And would you introduce yourself, please, and say what role you have at the center?
My name is Shelley Orngard, and I'm the Executive Director of the Volunteer Center, and actually today is my six-year anniversary. I've been
Congratulations.
Here for 6 years.
Excellent. So how long has the center been in existence?
The center has been in existence since 1982, and it actually started out as a part of United Way of Storey County. So it was started out as just kind of a unit of United Way and grew in 1995. It became an independent 501c3, and we receive funds from United Way. We're a partner agency, as well as funds from other funding organizations, City of Ames, the government of the student body at Iowa State University, Storey County, and other funders throughout the community.
Tell us a little bit about why the center was started.
I think that there was a perception that there were many good things that we wanted to do in the community as a community building kind of effort, and to be able to do that in an organized way with volunteers was necessary. Of course, the United Way of Storey County is energized to meet community needs. They fund a lot of projects and efforts throughout the community to meet community needs, and volunteerism is a part of that. Actually, there are volunteer centers throughout the country that are a part of United Way and remain a part of United Way. There was kind of a movement there in the 1990s where some volunteer centers became independent, but many, many of them are connected to United Ways.
So is there a lot of volunteering going on in Storey County?
I think that Storey County has a huge culture of volunteerism, especially in the Ames area.
Can you describe it a little bit?
You know, one thing that we do at the Volunteer Center is a recognition program in the spring for youth. It's the Story County Youth Volunteer Awards. Starting about in January, we send out a call for nominations and get nominations from schools and clubs and organizations throughout Story County, because we want to recognize young people under the age of 25 who are doing outstanding volunteer work. And it's just amazing the kinds of things that kids are doing. Sometimes, you know, the reason for starting this is we saw that people were recognizing volunteers who were older volunteers, but there was a real lack of kind of public awareness of the kind of volunteering that young people are doing. And also the need for that. I think one of our missions with the Volunteer Center is to inspire volunteerism, and especially among young people, to be able to develop that sense of citizenship and engagement in the community. Volunteerism is a way that we learn about our community. We learn how to become an important part of the community. So,
can you give some examples of what kind of volunteering people do? Or how, especially young people?
Let me see here. We have at Iowa State University, for example, there's a huge effort. This is, I think, philanthropy, but also volunteering. The Dance Marathon, students will raise funds by dancing for, I think it's 24 or 36 hours straight. They raised, I think, about $250,000 this last year for the Children's Miracle Network in Iowa City, for the children's hospitals and clinics in Iowa City.
Wow.
It's a huge effort. I think that there's a lot of service clubs and organizations at Iowa State University through their fraternities and sororities. That's a real, I think, very obvious way that we see volunteering happen. But there are a lot of high school groups, too, organized through, for example, at Iowa State, it's Circle K, it's K Club at the high school. I think there are efforts in some elementary school classes to do volunteering. There's an elementary school in Nevada where the kids do a lot of volunteering and community engagement. They might take on a project. For example, several years ago, they did a Kids Against Hunger project where they packaged meals to be sent to Africa. And then they found that such a compelling experience, and they learned so much from it that when they learned that a lot of these kids in Africa didn't have shoes to walk to school, so as they were walking to school, they would get parasites and get sick. They went out and rounded up just truckloads of shoes to be donated.
So it's a connection to the world for them.
It's a connection to the world. Mm-hmm. It's a connection to the community as well.
How does the Volunteer Center work?
The core of our operations are volunteer referral. We connect with 150 nonprofit organizations. Many of them are 501c3s. Some of them are organized nonprofit efforts to do something in the community. And they can list their volunteer needs with us on our website. We have a volunteer kind of referral or matching website. They can list their volunteer needs there. And so volunteers, somebody who wants to get engaged in the community, can just go to our website at www.vcstory.org and look and see what kinds of needs are out there. So on any given day, there's probably 70 or 80, 100 different opportunities. Many of them are ongoing opportunities. Some of them are short-term opportunities.
Can you give an example of what would be one opportunity?
Well, just recently we had the 4th of July parade. They needed people to help with the festival. That's a kind of a need. The Main Street District is doing a lot during the summer. They need volunteers at the farmers market to help out, for example.
So if somebody wants to be involved with community events or to be involved with a community organization on an ongoing basis, they can go to your website and see What kind of jobs are available?
It's a one-stop shopping, and it gives you an opportunity to see the whole range of opportunities that exist here in Story County. And I think that's really especially good, I think, for somebody who's new or newly, even if, you know, you've lived here for years, as I have, maybe you don't know all of the organizations until you really take the time to look. And it's easier if it's all in one place, and that's, I think, the nice thing about this website. You can select a way of viewing these opportunities to look at just the agencies, and you can learn about the agencies. You can link to their websites and learn about whether it's the Public Library or Mid-Iowa Community Action or Mary Greeley Medical Center or, you know, the Story County Conservation, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, there are the Octagon Center for the Arts. These are just some of the organizations that advertise their volunteer needs through us. But we also do other things. We engage in specialized projects to meet community needs. So, you know, we do that referral kind of thing, but to the degree that we're able, since we're a small organization, we seek to observe what are some of the needs and how can we organize volunteers to meet some of the needs in the community.
So you actually look for new ways that
yes,
this community can be served by volunteers.
Yes, and then do seek to organize managed volunteer activities to meet those needs.
And you do that by going to pre-existing organizations and suggest they do that?
Well, no, we generally do that through collaborating with other similar-minded organizations, and I'll give you an example. Something that we've done for the last, I think, 5 or 6 years in collaboration with Mid-Iowa Community Action and Central Iowa RSVP. Central Iowa RSVP is the retired and senior volunteer program. Probably about, you know, 6 or 7 years ago, we all simultaneously were recognizing the need to weatherize the homes of low-income elderly and disabled persons. That a lot of us were living in homes that were not properly weatherized, and the cost of weatherizing your home is, especially if you're on a real fixed budget, to put plastic on your windows or to caulk the windows, things like that, it can be fairly costly, and even if you know how to do it, and many of us don't really know how to do it. Our organizations, together with the City of Ames and several other groups and individuals about 6 years ago, sat together and said, you know, we're observing this problem. Maybe there's something we can do by working together to address this. And we came up with this idea to do a volunteer-run winter weatherization, and we've been doing it every year since. We take applications usually through Mid-Iowa Community Action. Many people know of it as MICA. And then we organize, depending on the year, between 100 and 150 volunteers to go out on a particular day, usually in late October once it's gotten a little bit cold, and put plastic on windows and put in door sweeps and that sort of thing.
So you kind of troubleshoot.
Yes. Absolutely. So that's an example of the kind of thing, I think, the power of volunteers, and that's just a one-time example.
If you're an organization, you've been describing how somebody who wants to volunteer can find a way to contribute. If you're an organization and you want volunteers, what happens?
Similarly, you go to our website, and there's a navigation bar once you get to our website at www.vcstory.org. On the navigation bar, it says for agencies. You can click that, and it'll just take you step by step through the process of creating an account. It's a free account for both volunteers and agencies. So you created an account. You have control of it. You create the volunteer description. It needs to be okayed through our office, at least initially. But then once we've had a chance to make sure that it's appropriate for the website, then it can be posted. We do not post political or religious volunteer opportunities.
Is there any cost involved with this?
There's no cost to the volunteers or to the agencies to use this service. It's a free service. There are costs for certain projects, and we do our best to raise funds. For example, the winter weatherization. It's going to cost money for plastic, for the door sweeps, those kinds of things. And we've been very fortunate that we've have people in the community that recognize this as an important need that's being met. And so we have gotten a good number of donations. The Ames Lab did a fundraiser for us at one point. The City of Ames provides funds for those individuals who are in the Ames community. So that's where the cost is, but there's not a cost for the clients.
Why do you do this?
Well, I've always been a believer in volunteerism and community building. I think all of my life felt that, you know, maybe it's that altruistic thing that I grew up with, being a baby boomer and wanting to see the world be a better place. But I think why I do it here and now is because, you know, living in Ames, I recognize that Ames has such great, it's a great community and has great potential to be able to be engaged in the community. It made me appreciate the community and to connect with other people in the community and to be able to build what I felt was the good aspects of it. That's what I wanted to be able to do. I wanted to create the kind of community I wanted to live in. So I think that as volunteers, we have the power to do that.
So you've been doing this for a number of years now. What does it mean to you now? How have you experienced it?
Myself personally?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've been in a position to observe it and feel the life of it?
You know, it's really been astounding to me. I feel like in the last 6 years that I've been doing this, that volunteerism has really grown. And it you know, it was funny when I first started 6 years ago. I still get this once in a while, but, you know, when I tell people I'm part of the volunteer center and they'd kind of go, oh, do you get paid for that? You know, it's, I don't think that people really recognized and appreciated the kind of community building aspect that volunteerism could give and could make in the community. And I think that's growing. I think there is a growing respect and appreciation for volunteerism. Now kids who go to school, it's almost inevitably in their application, their college application, how much community service are you doing? A lot of jobs, you know, if you want to advance in your career or if you want to be hired, they're really looking for people who can be engaged in the community. I think that there's a real growing appreciation for citizenship, and volunteerism is a kind of citizenship.
Can you describe an experience you had in this job where a difference was really made, or that something really happened that was of value?
I think there have been many of those times, but I think something that the Volunteer Center of Story County is engaged in right now, I think it really has the potential to make a huge difference in the lives of people. And that is, we are partnering with Prairie Rivers RC&D, which is a nonprofit headquartered here in Ames, and the Ames Community School District, to do volunteer-supported gardens at a couple of the elementary schools. We started with Kate Mitchell Elementary a little over a year ago, and now we've expanded to Sawyer Elementary. The reason why I think that this is having real impact is I am seeing kids go into the garden and try vegetables. You know, I hear this all the time. You know, parents or adults will say, oh, kids will never eat those vegetables. Kids will never eat that. What I'm seeing is defying that. Kids are, not everybody, certainly, but a surprising number and a growing number of kids are trying vegetables. You know, they're growing them. They're learning how to be food self-sufficient. They're learning what healthy snacks are. And they're realizing, you know what? I like peas. I like radishes. And, you know, what I think is funny and very humorous, but really the way the world is going to change is they're going home and they just get such delight out of showing their parents, ha, I like broccoli and you don't. It's really quite hilarious, but really, you know, in a little way, but I think a significant way, this is the way that I think the world is changing with the help of volunteers. We could not do it, that program, without the help of volunteers in the community. We get sponsorship from Wheatsfield Natural Foods Grocery, and Mary Greeley Medical Center has been very helpful with cooking classes that we're doing with the kids, as well as other things. We've partnered with Raising Readers in Story County on some combining literacy and food. They have a Healthy Bodies, Healthy Minds initiative they're doing this summer. We couldn't do those programs without the help of parents and teachers and community members to keep those gardens going.
That's great. I love the story about the peas. Is there any other incident that you can remember where you just personally said, you know, this is why I do this?
Well, there are, I think I gave an example of the winter weatherization. I think that probably gives you already a background of it. I think that winter weatherization program is an example where I have seen, you know, yes, this is why I do this. Because it's benefiting both the person who's getting the weatherization done as well as the people who are doing it. And I think that's important. I think one thing that I think about is that learning component and how we learn about our connection to one another in the community. And that happens when, for example, somebody who is on a team, you're on a team of four to go out somewhere in Story County into maybe a trailer home and weatherize that home. You see the difference that it's making with that individual, but also those volunteers come back and they're excited. Mm-hmm. They're gratified because they've had an opportunity to learn something about the world around them, and they've been able to do something that in some small way makes a difference. I think to see how that light goes on among the volunteers that get a chance to really make a difference, as well as, you know, to make a difference at that time for the recipient of that service, I think.
So for you, it's really seeing the connection that's made between the volunteers and community.
I think that's an important part of it, recognizing our connection to one another. You know, there's an organization here in Story County that I like very much, a community that works. It used to be called Beyond Welfare, and they make the point that everybody has needs and everybody has gifts. I think the process of volunteering is kind of recognizing what our needs are, that we all have needs and we all have gifts, and how to share those.
We're talking about the Volunteer Center of Story County. Is there a physical location, or is this
Yes.
all done on the web? Why don't you describe if somebody wants to physically come there?
Yep. Certainly people are welcome to come to our office. We are at 130 South Sheldon in Ames, Suite 201.
Why don't you repeat that?
130 South Sheldon Avenue, Suite 201. This is the annex of the Collegiate Methodist Church. They rent this building to a number of nonprofits, including the Creative Artist Studios of Ames, CASA. A lot of people know it from one organization or another, or maybe going to a barn dance there once a month. So our offices are there, and we do have a phone number. Yes, we've got all kinds of things, phones and webs and 515-268-5323, and people can reach us through Facebook, Twitter, through the website.
Your phone number again?
It's 515-268-5323. Again, my name is Shelley Orngard, and I'm the executive director, and would love to get phone calls from anybody who hears this and would like to volunteer, or if you'd like to go online and see what kinds of opportunities are there. Or maybe you recognize a need that you see. Maybe can we work together and find a way to address this need? We're really interested in that as well.
Thank you. So we're speaking with Shelley Orengard from the Volunteer Center of Story County. Shelley, before we end, is there anything that we missed that we need to talk about?
Well, one organization that I think that we support and help make happen is the Story County Youth Philanthropists. These are high school students from around Story County who want to learn a little bit about their community. We do this program in partnership with the Story County Community Foundation. But the Story County Community Foundation provides $5,000 to these kids and says, okay, here's $5,000. What are you going to do with that? What would you do with $5,000? And what those kids do then is they create a request for proposals that they send out to the community, and they request for organizations to send in a request for those funds, and then they take a look at, okay, who would we like to fund? And it's a great way for these kids to learn about their community and to really think in a very adult-like way about how would you use your resources. And then they make the decisions and they gift out those funds, then follow through. Okay, what did these organizations actually do with these funds?
And how has that worked out?
It's just been fabulous. I think it's been a great learning experience for the kids who are engaged. Some actually have, I think it's probably about 4 years old now. Some of the first class have gone on to be, as students at Iowa State, to be the youth facilitator, because we have a youth facilitator who does this, who works with the kids. But it really provides them voice and agency, and it helps them to see things that they can do and how really concretely they are making a difference.
Okay, well, thank you. Why don't you give out one more time how to contact the organization?
Okay, it's the Volunteer Center of Story County online. You can reach us online 24/7 at www.vcstory.org. Our office is located at 130 South Sheldon, Suite 201, and we're open from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. You can reach us at 515-268-5323, also Twitter or Facebook.
Say the phone number again.
515-268-5323.
Okay, thank you. We've been speaking with Shelley Orengard from the Volunteer Center of Story County, one of the organizations that makes our county a great place to live. Thank you very much for listening.
Welcome to Local Talk on KHOI Community Radio, where we explore the people, stories, and events in Central Iowa. You just heard reporter Ursula Rudenberg's interview with Volunteer Center of Story County Executive Director Shelley Orengard. This next short piece is a conversation I had with Tom Flack, a man who may be familiar to many of our listeners in the Ames area. I spoke with Mr. Flack about his experience as a reader for the blind and his newest volunteer gig here at KHOI. Let's listen. This is Deborah Bunka for Local Talk, and I am speaking with Tom Flack, volunteer extraordinaire. Hi, Tom.
Hello. Hello. Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me a little about yourself? Are you from Ames?
Well, I'm not from Ames. I'm from Iowa. I was born in Nebraska. I lived there 18 months. We moved to Iowa, and I've been here ever since.
So not a Cornhuskers fan?
If you'll excuse the expression, Hawk. Hawkeye.
Oh, one of those guys, huh?
Yes, right. I say, excuse the expression.
And what did you study?
Pharmacy. I was at Cedar Falls Teachers College for 2 years before that, and I liked that. It was a lot of liberal arts and so forth.
So were you a pharmacist or a teacher?
No, pharmacist.
Can you tell me a little bit about your volunteer history? What sorts of places have you volunteered?
Oh, I've volunteered in a lot of places. My favorite was in Des Moines. Well, I think it's still there with IRIS, but IRIS stands for Blind, Print, Handicapped, and other things. That's what the IRIS means. And I do that once a week here in town. Too.
So is that reading to the blind?
That's reading. And now reading to the blind. And we read the edition, every edition they make. And that's recorded here in Ames at the Tribune Building.
So you go and you record yourself reading the newspaper?
Right, correct. Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. How long have you been doing that?
Oh, I've been there for a long time. I would guess about between 20 years and something.
How did you come into doing that?
Well, it appealed to me. I can't quite remember first. So I'm in Des Moines, and I just signed up for it, and they said, yeah, come on in, and enjoyed it very much and just continued on.
Mm-hmm. Have you volunteered other places as well?
Not for that, just strictly IRIS here for that. But that's why I like reading here so well. It's the same.
By here, you mean at KHOI.
KHOI, right, correct.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do volunteering at the radio station?
Well, I read morning masterpieces.
That's the classical music show?
The classical music, so far. I've been doing that, not for too long, probably 5-6 months now.
What brought you to KHOI?
Well, I saw it in the paper, and it sounded fun to me, like this new radio station. And they wanted volunteers. They said, well, yeah, I'll jump right in. That's right down my alley, and it really is.
So you just came in and volunteered?
Came to the front door and volunteered and did whatever they needed me. And so I enjoyed coming and just turned into that.
So not a painful process.
Oh, my word, no. It's something I enjoy.
Can you tell me, what is it that you get out of volunteering personally?
Well, I get to meet other people. I get to get away from myself, and that's...
Can you explain that a little bit?
Yes. Well, in fact, I happen to be single, so I don't have a family here. And it's my family, I guess, the volunteer people I meet there.
Would you recommend volunteerism to other people?
Yes, I would, very much, to get to know it, because it's not a magic thing, but I enjoy it very much. I would think other people would, too.
Do you think it's important to get out of yourself?
Oh, I think so, yes. I do very much so. And again, that's one of the reasons I do that.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to just talk about getting out of yourself a little bit, because I think that's really important mm-hmm. thing. Can you explain to me what you mean by that?
Well, getting not so wrapped up with yourself, you know, just stuck in yourself.
In your troubles.
Yeah, right. You get more outgoing and meet more people that way, I think. This is very, very enjoyable. I can't say more good things about it than that. It's just a great thing. And I would certainly recommend it. Doesn't necessarily work for all people, I know, but just for give it a try, see if you like it.
We're talking to Tom Flack. It's Martin Luther King Day, a day of service coming up, and we have a great example of a volunteer and somebody who works for the good of the community right here with us today. We thank you for talking to us, Mr. Flack.
Yes, my pleasure.
We all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your
I have had the pleasure of knowing this next interviewee for about 15 years. Diana Schmidt was the fifth grade teacher everybody wanted their children to have at Edwards Elementary School. Not that the other teachers weren't very good, but Diana's hands-on, community-oriented teaching philosophy was both appealing to parents and very much enjoyed by her students. In this interview, done by KHOI reporter Cynthia McClure, we learn why Diana Schmidt was chosen Story County Volunteer of the Year. Her unique teaching style, her thoughtful philosophy, and her commitment to community service are all equally impressive.
If you got a problem, don't care what it is. If you need a hand, I can assure you.
For I'm
If you got a problem, don't care what it is. If you need a hand, I can assure you this. I can help. I got two strong.
Thank you.
Monday, January 21st is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, an occasion celebrated in Ames with both ceremony and service. The Volunteer Center of Story County is very much involved in this celebration, serving as a conduit to dispatch volunteers to a variety of locations. In this final interview of today's show, I speak with Volunteer Engagement Coordinator Sarah Bartlett about the center, her job, and what is planned for MLK Day.
This is Deborah Bunka for KHOI. I am here with Sarah Bartlett from the Volunteer Center of Story County. We are going to talk about Martin Luther King Jr. Day activities in Ames. This year's theme is Serve, Engage, and Celebrate. Can you tell me a little bit about that particular theme?
That was actually last year's theme that we are kind of using, because each year we want to make sure that we are having service, engagement, and of course the celebration. It's a day worth celebrating. This year's theme is He Had a Dream, What's Yours? And we are using that to get the community involved in not only their community, but in thinking, answering that question.
In that vein, you are asking teachers to talk to their students to do some writing and some artwork possibly. Can you tell me about that?
Yep, and that is what we are calling our engagement piece this year. We asked the schools, the principals, and then to pass it down to the teachers to talk to their students about MLK Day, to ask them that question, you know, to talk about what his dream was and the difference he made, and then to ask them, what is your dream? What would you do in your community? And then to answer that question either through a writing assignment, an art project. We gave them some examples, some templates of, for the younger kids, maybe your coloring page, and for as you get older, more writing and freedom to it. And we, of course, encourage the teachers to create their own project, whatever they want it to be, but just to get them started on thinking what their dream is.
And then what will come with these expressions? You're having a celebration?
Yes. We will be showcasing the engagement part at the celebration. It's held at Ames Middle School. It's from 6 to 6:30. They're serving cake, because what is a celebration without some cake? And in that serving area is where the students' projects will be posted up for display for the community to observe. So 6 to 6:30 is cake. And then we have the program, which is held with entertainment from some of Ames schools. We have some choirs and some skits, and then also some speakers. I will be speaking at the program on what the service was done earlier in the day to talk about the volunteers and what they did and everything.
Okay, speaking of the service, what sort of things are you encouraging? Do you have things that people can do?
Definitely. I have been working on the service aspect, and what we have so far, everything's posted on our website. You can go to www.vcstory.org and get signed up there. We have projects. I'm hosting one at the Volunteer Center doing care packages. We'll be putting those together for Access and ERP.
What Access and ERP mean.
Access is a shelter for women who have been assaulted and need that extra support. ERP is the Emergency Residence Project. Both great causes in Ames that we would like to contribute. Just in the care packages is going toothbrush, toothpaste, deodorant, Kleenex, medical supplies, those basics that you find yourself needing. And if you don't have them, we're there to provide them for them.
So that's one thing they can do, and they can check with the website and find many other things, a variety of things they can do.
Yes, correct.
The Volunteer Center is integral in matching up people that want to volunteer with people who need volunteers. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Correct. I refer to us as the middleman, kind of to connect the volunteers to the nonprofits and agencies and then vice versa. And my job is to make sure that both parties' our needs are met, to make sure that everyone's getting what they need from the experience. On our website, I really rely on that a lot because it's really convenient. Volunteers can create an account and specify what they're interested in, check when their availability is against what the agencies are needing. It's a really good tool that we have.
And for people who say, oh, I don't have enough time, there are agencies that need people at various times of the day, in the evening, on the weekends. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, definitely. We have a variety of opportunities. We call them ongoing or one time. There's definitely a variety of that. Also in time, during the day, evening, afternoon, weekends. We work with a lot of adults outside of ISU, but we also work with a lot of ISU students, and we know with class schedules and everything else, we really try and make it convenient for any type of volunteer.
And you said one-time projects, so there are
Yep.
one-time deals, so it's not necessarily a huge commitment.
Commitment, yep. Right now, I feel like that is what we need the most, but like you said, it's just not for everyone. We all have our own lives. You have kids, you have a job, you have, you know, all of these things. A lot of, I feel, our needs are ones that need a little bit of commitment. But again, agencies realize any help is better than none.
How has this affected you dealing with people that come in that want to volunteer? Can you tell me something that you've seen that's inspired you?
Ames is a great location, a great place to live. I'm an AmeriCorps VISTA for the Volunteer Center. What that means, through that job, I am required to live at poverty level. So that means the people I'm helping, I can understand, and I'm coming from the right mindset. That has been the biggest experience since I started in June, is just living in that situation and then still being positive, goal-driven to help Ames. Ames is a great place to have that experience because it's just filled with people that want to help. It's a great community. Something that I experienced or discovered that I never thought possible was sometimes we have more volunteers than we have projects. That comes more on the one-time experience. We'll have ISU students contact us and needing something to do this weekend right now, and it's like, I don't have anything.
Class assignments.
I take class assignments as a challenge. If they say, well, I have to do 2 hours, I find out what they're interested in and try and find them something that's meaningful and really can engage them. I have heard stories where that's been successful and they've actually gone back after completing their required hours. So
that's a mark of success.
Yes, yes.
Are you finding some high school students are interested in volunteering?
I am, and I'm currently working on updating our youth volunteer guide. That's kind of a one-stop shop of what agencies and what locations youth can go to. It's kind of sad, but true, with background checks and everything else, it's getting harder for youth to volunteer. It's easy for agencies to say, well, you have to be 18, you know, with all those requirements. But we still are strong on finding opportunities for youth.
Getting back to Martin Luther King Day, people can go to the website.
Yes.
Do you have a phone number?
I do. It's 515-268-5323.
Can you tell me again where and what time the celebration is?
Yes, the celebration is held at Ames Middle School here in Ames. Cake part of it starts at 6, 6 to 6:30, and then the program starts 6:30 to 7:30.
I've been talking to Sarah Bartlett, Volunteer Engagement Coordinator for the Volunteer Center of Story County. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Local Talk on KHOI 89.1 FM Community Radio. Today we've been talking about volunteerism. We've been speaking with volunteers Tom Flack and Diana Schmidt. You can learn more about Raising Readers in Story County by going to their website at raisingreaders.org. We also spoke with Shelley Orngard and Sarah Bartlett of the Volunteer Center of Story County. You can find more information about the services provided by the Volunteer Center on their website, vcstory.org, by visiting their office located at 130 South Sheldon Avenue, Suite 201, or by calling them at 515-268-5323. Reporters who have contributed to the show have been Ursula Rudenberg, Cynthia McClure, and myself, Deborah Bunka. Editing assistance was provided by Sarah Hagland. Local Talk is engineered by Richard Morrison. Music you heard today included Lean on Me by Bill Withers from his album Still Bill, I Can Help by Billy Swan from his album of the same name. Our theme song is Backtrackin' by Al Harris and Tom Richards from their CD The Ballad of Kate Shelley. Thank you for listening, and see you again on the radio.